This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Terry Casto in the studio. He is a board member with Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, and he's here today to tell us about this great organization and an upcoming golf tournament. Terry, thanks for coming in. Tell us about Grandparents Raising Grandchildren.
Well, so Terry, that's a problem and a challenge in the community. There are over 8,000 children in Brevard County alone that live with relative caregivers. GRG is a nonprofit organization manned primarily with volunteers that provide a support network, advocacy group, and services for those grandparents that are faced with the challenge of taking the grandchildren back into their homes. There are, you know, financial challenges and physical challenges, emotional challenges, legal challenges. And so we try to provide services in all those areas to help the grandparents deal with those issues.
We have a golf tournament coming up, and it is the second annual. It's going to be at Turtle Creek Golf Club. Tell us about the details.
The event is Saturday, September the 16th. It's a 7 a.m. registration, 8 a.m. shotgun start. It's $60 for an individual, $225 for a foursome, so you get a bargain if you bring your friends. It's a fairly standard package for a fundraiser. The fees include the registration, range balls, a barbecue platter, and soda for lunch. There'll be nearest to the pin and longest drive and those sorts of things. There's also opportunities to be a hole sponsor for $100 or an event sponsor for $250. Or you can just, you know, write a check for any amount that you feel comfortable with.
That's great. The proceeds all go to benefit Grandparents Raising Grandchildren.
Yes, we're basically a network support organization. You know, if you think about the challenges of you suddenly had to bring your grandchildren back into your home, the best thing that we can do for them is provide a network that says, hey, you're not alone in this, right? There are other people that are going through this. These are the kinds of challenges that they faced. Here's ways that, you know, we've devised to cope with those. And so we do monthly meetings with our members. We have counseling sessions. We provide some guidance for legal assistance. We don't pay for the services, but we will consult with families, grandparents that are trying to adopt their grandchildren. We also advocate for grandparents' rights. The legal system in Brevard and in Florida in general is somewhat biased against grandparents. They have no standing in court. And so we're trying to get that attitude changed, not to give them preferential treatment, but at least to get them recognized as an interested party that can really make a difference. The statistics have shown that children have a better probability of a positive outcome if they are placed in a relative caregiver's home, and it's primarily with grandparents, though not always, than any other outcome. Certainly people have survived coming through foster homes, and we don't speak against foster homes, but if possible, we try to, if the grandparents are interested and at all capable of doing it, we try to help them be successful.
And do you have a website or a place where people could come if they wanted to join you or just get more information?
grg-brevard.org is the simplest way to find our website, and it's loaded with information, success stories, and who we are and how we were founded and so on.
Perfect. So we hope everyone will come out for the second annual golf tournament. It's at Turtle Creek Golf Club, and it happens on Saturday, September 16th. And if you would like more information, you can just go to Eventbrite and search for Grandparents Raising Grandchildren, and all the details about the golf tournament will be there. Well, Terry, I want to thank you for coming in, and thanks for all the great work you're doing in our community.
Well, thank you, Terry.